Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the trailer for the new thriller, Unseen, we meet Emily, played by Midori Francis. She's an ER doctor fleeing an abusive boyfriend. Emily is alone in the woods, but she still has her phone, so she tries a call for help.
Please pick up. Please pick up.
Hello?
Oh, thank God. I've been drugged and kidnapped by my ex, and I can't see anything because I broke my glasses.
Who's this?
Are you 911?
No.
On the other end is Sam, a cashier at a rundown gas station in Florida. She's played by Jolene Purdy. Though the two have never met, Emily begs Sam to be her eyes as she goes in search of help. But Emily's boyfriend is following her, and Sam has customers demanding her attention. Yoko Okumura is the director of Unseen, which is available via streaming, and she joins us now. Welcome, Yoko.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Yoko, this film to me feels like a feminist thriller with lead characters who were literally like friends of mine. They're really relatable and real. We should say that both Emily and Sam are Asian, but they're very different from each other. Emily, as we said, is a doctor, and Sam isn't the usual Asian character we see on screen. She's in a kind of dead-end job. She's overweight. Her boss and her customers abuse her. Can you talk about why you decided to have both of these characters be Asian and what that adds to the story?
Yeah, you know, I fell in love with Jolene Purdy when I saw her in season one of White Lotus. I just thought she was incredible, and she just had this vulnerability but also humor to her. And from the very beginning, I actually was like, I need her to be my Sam. Mm. It's actually, she kind of happened to be Japanese American, actually. And then, you know, when we got Midori Francis, who gave an incredible audition with just her sheer raw strength she was able to bring, I thought, you know, they would just have the best chemistry. And that was what really was going to be necessary to sell this particular movie. So it was kind of this amazing, happy accident that they became Asian American. And it added so much to it for me personally and to the story as well.
Yeah, for me as well. I mean, you know, Sam and Emily eventually bond. And it's a bond that makes us continue to watch, even as the film gets more and more tense. We don't want to give anything away, but let's listen to a little bit of where Emily hears something in the distance.
Wait! I hear an engine!
That's great! That's great! Okay, let's go find him!
I think he's here.
Oh no.
What I love is that they're unlikely friends until this event thrusts them together. And they're kind of unlikely friends, it seems, purely because of their socioeconomic status. Kind of doctor and gas station worker are not really friends. Were you trying to get us to think about how possibly homogeneous our friendship circles are and that we really could bond with people who are not like us?
Yeah, you know, the unlikely friendship was absolutely something that I was so drawn to in the script. These two women wouldn't necessarily become friends in any normal circumstance. So, and especially with the women being, you know, both Asian American, I really love to show diversity within diversity. So that was really exciting for me to be able to show, yeah, like even Asian Americans who perhaps are in the lower end of the socioeconomic scale. Oftentimes we might be seen in, you know, the model minority light still in representation in Hollywood. So to be able to show both of these women from very different backgrounds becoming friends was very exciting for me because I got to show that we're not a monolith. Mm. We can be, you know, share the same heritage and yet have incredibly different lives and personalities.
The title of the movie Unseen seems to have a few levels. So obviously Emily can't see because she's broken her glasses. But it also could be taken to refer to Sam, who as a gas station clerk isn't seen as a person by her boss or her customers.
You know, you hit on a really great point, especially with Sam, because she is definitely the kind of character that people overlook. But on top of that, I really think that, you know, especially with Jolene Purdy as this character, Sam, she's a new kind of hero. Like, I don't think, you know, people, again, Asian American women, specifically plus size Asian American women, you know, diversity in our body representation is quite narrow. So this is a new kind of hero that we've never seen before and hopefully being seen for the first time.
And that brings me to want to ask you a bit of a personal question as we wrap up here. You're Japanese American. You grew up in Minnesota. And you're a film director. There have to be very few like you. How hard has your journey been as a director?
Yeah, Minnesota is kind of, you know, very far from Hollywood. I never had any connections to, you know, the Los Angeles filmmaking community at all. So, you know, I immigrated to Minnesota because my dad is a monk and he wanted to teach, you know, Buddhism in the West. So, very different origin from where I ended up now. But for a long time, I felt like, you know, my background being so different from other people who usually are directors was a challenge. But at this point in my career, I'm actually seeing as a really exciting advantage in the sense that it really differentiates me. And I do have something, I think, different to say than what perhaps has been said in the past as far as directors and their perspectives and storytelling.
Yoko Okumura is the director of the new film Unseen. For more information about the movie, go to hereandnow.org. Yoko, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun.